Hello, fellow travelers, and welcome to Adventures in Security, episode 30 for Father's Day, June 18th, 2006. I'm your host, Tom Olzak. This is a weekly podcast published each Sunday. You can find the information covered in our episodes at blogs.ittoolbox.com/security/adventures. If you're interested in commenting on what you hear or about topics you'd like us to talk about, please send email to podcasts@adventuresinsecurity.com. Last week, I announced that we'd explore defense in depth this week, but I wanted to delay that topic in order to spend a few episodes looking at a growing problem in most organizations, and that's the problem of web application vulnerabilities. This is a pretty big subject, and it was difficult to decide where to begin, but I decided to use the OWASP Top 10 list as the basis for the series. So over the next 12 weeks, we'll look at the challenges facing organizations that are increasing their use of web technologies, the top 10 vulnerabilities typically found in those organizations, and ways to manage the resulting risk. This week, we're going to take a look at the challenges that face most organizations that deploy web-based applications, and we're going to close out the episode by discussing the OWASP top 10 list very briefly, and that'll show you what's going to be coming up over the rest of the episodes. So let's get started. As organizations rush to provide access to information via browser-based user interfaces, and as they increase the amount of integration between applications with web services, business risk is rising. It's not that developers are any less concerned about writing good code. Instead, it's due to the change in the increased exposure of that code to the outside world or the Internet. According to the Open Web Application Security Project, or OWASP, when an organization puts up a web application, they invite the world to send them HTTP requests. Attacks buried in these requests sail past firewalls, filters, platform hardening, and intrusion detection systems without notice. This means that your web application code is part of your security perimeter. As the number, size, and complexity of your web applications increases, so does your perimeter exposure. The company for which I work is an example of an organization with a larger attack surface caused by web apps. Most new apps we develop are web apps. Web services are developed or purchased and deployed to implement intra-system integration, and any new solution where a third-party application is a possibility carries a requirement for a browser-based front end. The problem is that this growth in web applications and services is outpacing developer security training and awareness, and we're not alone. Because of this growing pool of potential web application security issues, OWASP put together a top 10 list of the most critical web application security vulnerabilities. Created in collaboration with a large number of service providers and user organizations, the top 10 list includes recommendations for ensuring that these vulnerabilities don't find their way into your production systems. The OWASP Top 10 has become a guide to determine whether organizations are practicing due diligence when safeguarding customer information. For example, the Federal Trade Commission used the list as a reference point for information security in a June 2003 Facts for Business document. And that same year, they used the OWASP Top 10 as a reference in their charge that Guess Incorporated was not providing sufficient information security to protect customer data. So those are the challenges. And to continue on with the topic of challenges and to introduce the most common vulnerabilities facing corporations that deploy web applications, we're now going to take a very quick look at the OWASP Top 10. The first in that list is unvalidated input. Information from web requests is not validated before being used by a web application. Briefly, let's face it, no developer should ever write any application that does not validate input. And more importantly than that, and as we're going to look as we get down farther into this list, no receiving application should ever process input from any other source without validating it and checking to make sure that there's not something untoward about it or that there are no anomalies in the parameter data. The second in the list is broken access controls. Restrictions on what authenticated users are allowed to do are not properly enforced. The third vulnerability in the list is broken authentication and session management. Account credentials and session tokens are not properly protected. An example of this would be developers who place user IDs and passwords for service accounts that are used for web applications to communicate with each other in plain text in text files located on the processing servers. And this may sound like a crazy thing to do, but I've actually found it a couple of times in assessments that I've done. The fourth vulnerability is cross-site scripting flaws. The web app can be used as a mechanism to transport an attack to an end user's browser. Again, in all cases, information that is going to be sent to one of your systems needs to be checked to ensure that the parameter data does not contain any anomalies that indicate that someone is trying to crack into your clients or your servers. The fifth vulnerability is buffer overflows. Web app components in some languages don't properly validate input, and it can then therefore the applications can be crashed and in some cases used to take control of a process. This is pretty common. This is one of the most common problems across all application types. And again, it falls back to the developer to ensure that every time data is taken in to a system, that it's checked to make sure that it meets certain criteria. And we'll talk more about that in future episodes. The sixth vulnerability is injection flaws. Web applications pass parameters when they access external systems or the local operating system. And you can see that there's a theme starting to form here that it's the passing of data. It's the receiving of data from a web service or a web application without checking it for anomalies that pose the greatest threat to your organization. The seventh is improper error handling. Error conditions that occur during normal operation are not handled properly. This is a little different than checking for anomalies in parameter data. In this particular case, attackers might actually force an error to occur, and the resulting error message will give them information about your system or about the specific application they're trying to crack. Make sure that you properly handle errors so that information like this is not communicated back to individuals who don't have any need to have it. Vulnerability 8, insecure storage. Web applications frequently use cryptographic functions to protect information and credentials. These functions and the code to integrate them have proven difficult to code properly, frequently resulting in weak protection. So the comment I have here for this week is, if you're going to use encryption, make sure you do it correctly. Make sure you properly safeguard your keys, because once you start doing encryption, everyone starts to rely on it. Developers start to rely on it. Your security teams start to rely on it. And if it's weak, it's a very, very big vulnerability in your organization. Number 9 is denial of service, which most of us are familiar with. Denial of service is has been a typical attack in the past when attackers wanted everyone to know that they were able to take down a network and get some bragging rights. It's also used by organized crime today as leverage to force organizations to write them a check. But it's still a big problem, still something that needs to be plugged by not only the infrastructure components, which are normally thought of as the targets of denial of service attacks, but also by applications. And the final vulnerability on the list is insecure configuration management. having a strong server configuration standard is critical to a secure web application. If the infrastructure on which your applications run is not secure, it won't matter how secure you make your applications, you still have a huge hole in your perimeter wall. Both your external perimeter and the tight perimeters that surround your systems. So that's the list, and there are two points I want to make about this list. First, it's not a complete compendium of all the vulnerabilities that might plague an organization's web application environments. It's simply the OWASP member organization's take on the most critical issues you might encounter. Second, the list is not in any particular order. It's up to each organization to determine how to order the vulnerabilities listed based on its unique web application implementations. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, I'm going to continue this series with a detailed look at the first item in the top 10 list, unvalidated input. Until then, be careful what you click.